Chapter 1. It's not that I hate my job. Hate is a strong word. I don't hate it. I mean, there are parts of it that I don't like, but that's common with all jobs, isn't it? No one loves every minute of their job, except maybe Jeremy Clarkson on Top Gear, and, well, look how that turned out. But the rest of us? Not so much love. Sometimes, when I think about my job on a Sunday evening, I get this odd feeling where I lose all sensation along the left side of my body. But that's normal. Completely normal, I'm sure. It's the Sunday blues, right? And anyway, it doesn't last that long. By around midday on Monday, I'm fine. Mostly. I'm an obituary writer for the somewhat insalubrious London paper, The Mail and Ledger, which comes out on Monday morning, and part of my job involves dealing with irate phone calls, tear-soaked letters, and the occasional little old lady queuing outside my cubicle. Like yesterday morning, when Rosa Greenberg called after The Mail and Ledger hit the stands. Rosa was phoning about her late husband George's obituary. My hand shook as I took the call. I slouched down in my seat as low as I could, trying to avoid Kimberly's gimlet gaze. Kimberly's my colleague, who sits in the cubicle next to mine. She was busy writing her action list for the day with different coloured biros to underline things like priority item number 1 and red flag, follow up before 12. Oh, I despise Kimberly Monsworth Green. Meanwhile, Rosa Greenberg sobbed into the receiver.
I just wasn't ready. I mean, it's not like Pauline, you know, Pauline from next door. I told you about her when we spoke after it happened.
She sniffed. I closed my eyes, hoping that just this once my tear ducts would behave. Today I vowed, as I do every Monday, I would be strong. Rosa continued. Pauline had time. Roger had had 2 heart attacks already, and even then she says she'd been preparing for it, but George was just gone. I know he was 78, but he was fine.